Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's really that simple. You get to decide. You get to call the shot on your life. And if experiencing it's not in alignment with your deepest desires, then you have the power. You have the ability. You have the natural ability. Wait. You have the divine natural ability to change your interpretation, to change your circumstances. Sometimes you've got to do it physically. Sometimes you just got to do it mentally. Sometimes you just got to work with your emotions and how you're dealing with it, feeling with it, dancing with it. Oh my God, it feels like I've been gone for a long time. It feels longer than a year. It feels longer than a week. Last week we had a great show, but it feels so weird. I don't know what's going on. Well, what I know is we are back, we are here, and we are stepping into a new moment. Welcome home, welcome to yourself. And before we do anything, on this day, in this moment, we've started to do some things. But before we go deep into the show, I want to let you know that the theme for the month of September is Divine Order. The theme, the topic, the title for today is Release and Let's Grow. Let us grow together. Let us make a difference. We can do it, you know. It's actually quite easy. But we must know who we are.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you...
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, when you see me and I see you, you will know who you are. Carly Jackson got her invitation today. She's right here, she's showing up, and it's nice to see you all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for saying yes to life. Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And the time is now. This is the time to make a difference. This is the time to see things differently in your life. Are you ready?
Now is the time. And this is the moment. All else is but a memory of what has been or a speculation of what might come. It's useful to look back and to look forward as well. But always remember, now is where you are, and now is when you can make a difference. Regrets and wishes will not change what has been or what will be. It is by taking action now, when you can, that you fulfill the best of your possibilities. On this day, when the calendar changes and you're reminded of the passage of time, remember this: whatever the month, whatever the year, now is the time for you to live. This is the moment for you to act. This is that moment. All that you are right now. All that you can be begins in this moment. Now is a great place to be. For when you live it fully, with love, with gratitude, with purpose, anything is possible. When I find myself in times of trouble, there's a voice that comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, God is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be, let it be. Oh, though they be divided, there is still a chance that they will see, yes. And this will be an answer, let it be, 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 this will be your answer, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be, let it be, ooh, let it be, this will be your answer, let it be, let it be. And when the night seems cloudy, there's still a light that shines in me, it will shine all through the night time. I'm gonna let it be, yes I am. Oh yeah, when I wake up in the morning, hear the thought that comes to me, yes it does, it whispers word of wisdom, let it be, oh let it be, oh let it be, let it be. Before it goes, you can make it golden. You can sit there and watch this moment become forever lost, or you can put yourself into this moment and make it yours forever. This is a moment waiting to be lived. Imagine what can happen when you fill it with love, with commitment, when you fill it with courage and focus and effort. It's just a moment. And yet in this moment is truly everything you are and the birth of everything you can become. If you waste this moment, you waste the most precious things you have. But instead, feel this moment and the next with the best you can be. And there is no limit to what you can bring and what it can bring you. This moment is yours to use, but only if you use it now. while it's here. Fill it with value and meaning, and then you send it on its way. And remember, experience is not only what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. Sometimes you just have to let things go. You can't fix everything, don't try. Don't get anxious, don't get filled with anxiety and frustration and despondency. Just release it to God. Do yourself a favor and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. This will be your answer. Let things go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Children, let it go. You need to take these words of wisdom. Just let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Open your hands.
Let it go.
Open up. Open up. Open. Make me pry your fingers open. Let it go. Let it tears fall off. Let it go. Surrender. Let it go. Lean into love. Lean into the truth of who you are. Let it go. Tell a different story. Let it go and accept and affirm who you are just as you are. With everything about you that you're trying to fix, trying to change, trying to deny, let it go and just accept it all. That reminds me of John Stringer's song, Accept It All. Let me make a note to myself. I don't want to tell you that I'm excited. Hoping that I won't forget. If I do, remind me. Let it go. It's me. That is a prayer. That is a centering thought. Whatever you're holding on to right now, whatever you're moving through, whatever you're going through, whatever you're growing through, let it go. Release it. Let it be. Trust that behind the scenes, you got your non-physical family orchestrating things for you. Your soul is nudging you, saying it's okay, it's going to be better. Your guides, your ancestors, your angels are working things out. You just got to stay focused. You just got to stay tuned. You got to tune in so that you can be served and you can be of service. You got to allow the non-physical beings to serve you because they're here to serve you. They are because of you. You are because of them. So when you allow yourself, when you tune in, allow yourself to be served, you can be of service. And when you are being of service, when you're being in service, the universe will resource you with everything that you need. Get it? Because you're surrendering, you're leaning into the truth of who you are saying yes, and you are making not even a request, what is it? It's a prayer, but it's more than that. It's an intention. It's deeper asking. You're making yourself available. You're surrendering to the highest of highs and going deep in consciousness and recognize that you are here to be of service. You are here to serve. You're here to serve yourself. You're here to serve your soul. You're here to be part of the change and the shift. But if you're holding on to shit, you ain't going to have your shift. So if you want to shift in consciousness, you got to let go of the shit. The difference between shit and shift is an F. Get it? Put an F in shit and you got to shift. So you got to free yourself from your shit, from your crap, so that you can have a shift in consciousness. Side note, New Jays, my sister who's listening, you're going to run out of soap today, ain't you? Inside joke. you are listening to the Ask Life Coach. And look who's in the chat room. What? Oh, God. The Pope is in the chat room. That's how I feel with Electra. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We just played Carlton Pearson, reminding us to let it go and let it be and embrace the now. To find out more about him, you can find him by going to iTunes, his songs. You can download it there and check out his virtual home, bishoppearson.com, PEARSON.com. I think he's due for a visit, which I think. Yeah, he's due for a visit. Haven't had him on in a long time. But anyway, before we get into all of that, let's just kind of sanctify. Okay, yeah, I guess that's a word that I can use. Yeah, that just came up. Okay, let's sanctify this area. Let's make this space sacred. Let's sacrifice all that we want to say, all that we want to do. As we sacrifice it, we make it sacred. We lift it up to the divine. We lift it up to God and say, okay, here's a radio show. Here are people standing by to listen. Here I am just making myself available to share the many things that I got books all around me that I want to share, but now I want to lift it up and know that what needs to be shared, what needs to be expressed, what needs to be heard is already done, and we're simply a reminder for each other. So we let it be, and we know this space to be sacred. With that, I want to welcome you. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you wherever you happen to find yourself. Thank you for tuning in to yourself first, and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired, and you make a difference. And especially when you change with the change, when you yield into the change, when you surrender to the change, when you just embrace the change, when you just let it be, oh, you make a mighty difference. You will transform the planet. And you will know it, you will see it, because you will be transformed. You know that you only get to keep what you give away. So when you make yourself available to transform others, and doing it from a place of awareness, groundedness, you can't help but experience and notice and see and embrace your own transformation. So when people talk about how you're changing their lives and how grateful they are that you're in it, you're grateful for them being in your life to be a wonderful mirror. We need each other. Why? Because we are each other. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. You know that, but I'm going to keep telling you till the end of the show. Speaking of the end of the show ends today at 1:30, so be aware. And so if you had something you wanted to do and you didn't know how to work it out, you've got an extra 30 minutes now to kind of work it out. So take a breath in and breathe out and honor yourself, honor your divinity. And understand that your humanity is an expression, is an extension of your divinity. They're not separate. It's one and the same. The theme for this month, the last Monday of September. Yes, it is. I wonder what the theme is going to be for next month. Who knows? We'll see what they have to say. I have to ask them. I didn't ask. Let me see. Maybe they'll tell me. Y'all got anything to say right now? Y'all gonna be quiet while I'm doing a live show? Oh, they said I need to just open my mouth and keep talking rather than worry about what's happening next month. Okay, got it. All right, so the theme for this month is divine order. The theme, the topic, the conversation today is release and let's grow. Let us grow together. Because if you're holding on to stuff you don't need, you're slowing down the process of evolution. You get in my way. So you need to go ahead and get yourself together. So when I'm holding on to stuff that I don't need to be holding on to, I'm getting in your way. Because when I let it go, when I show up as I am, I can be fully present with you. But when I'm carrying thoughts and things and people and ideas and past experience from childhood and carrying it with me, when I'm interacting with you, when I'm relating with you, guess what? I bring all that shit with me. We need a shift in consciousness. Ain't nobody got time for what happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, last week. Let it go. Now, but if you feel like something in you saying, hold on to it because you ain't caught the lesson, hey, go ahead. But the truth is, we will learn the lesson when it's time. We will know when to let it go. Sometimes it happens naturally. Sometimes you've got to do it consciously. But through your spiritual practice, you get to decide. There's no fighting. There's no forcing anything. The universe is harmonious. Things are happening. You can get all excited about, you can't wait to see the blood moon, but it's going to rain, it's going to get cloudy, you're out of luck. You're just like, oh, man, you're either going to get mad at the rain, the cloud, the weather, whatever. But the blood moon is doing what it does. Maybe you need to go to another state. So understand that you cannot control this thing called life. You get to cooperate with it. You get to cooperate in the metaphysical community. That's some of the things that I'm going through. But anyway, I'm just saying this while I'm feeling it right now. Let me speak for myself. I'm giving myself the opportunity to look at the words that we use and how we use it. In truth, I do not control anything. If I am in control of my life, then I can extend the time I transcend out of this physical body into the spiritual world. We can get intellectual about it. Well, but you do with your spirit. Yeah. Whatever. You know what I mean. I'm in my body. I'm in my spirit. And as long as I'm on this physical plane, I have to surrender to the spiritual laws because the laws are guiding my life. The laws are guiding your life. And that's what it's about when we recognize that, when we remember that. We can get angry. We can get frustrated. We can want to do revenge. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you're going through is fine. But I just pray and hope and trust that you will know that underneath the anger, the fear, the frustration, the what the flip is going on, why me, why is this happening to me again, that somewhere in your consciousness, you know that there is a life force that is orchestrating your every step, no matter how painful your experience is. Even if there's something you've been working with, you're trying to crack it, it ain't happening, there is a life force to say, it is good. All is well. Because we don't often going through and growing through what we're going and growing through. Most times, after we've gone through it, we look back and say, ah. Sometimes you say, ah, oh, I wish I knew then what I know now. You know what I say to that, right? But if you don't, I'll say it again. The only reason you know what you know now is because you went through what you went through then. What you went through then made you wise. Now you have the wisdom to do things differently. I don't care what it is. There is a divine plan in it all. And your responsibility is to listen to it. Whew! Okay. Listeners, thank you all for being here. Thank you for tuning in. See, that's what happens when you tune in. Electra, I feel like the Pope came to visit. Woo, that in the chat room. It's nice to see you. Electra, New Jays. What's New Jay saying over here? Yeah, you're gonna run out of soap today. So I just say let it be, let it go, release it, and let's grow together. Because I don't know what's gonna come out my mouth today, but I know it's gonna be good. Silent listeners, this guy, this guest, thank you. Those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening on the archives, I am so grateful for your presence. I am grateful that you were pre-sent for this moment to join with me. We join together to create a new reality, to let each other know that it's going to be okay, to let each other know that we can do this. What else do I need to tell you? How was your weekend? Did anybody get to see the blood moon, the super moon? I didn't, because it was raining. It was cloudy. But to tell you the truth, I was so tired that I didn't have nothing to get upset about. I didn't have energy to complain about not being able to see it. I was so tired. It was busy weekend for me. And I came back home. What time did I get back yesterday? Oh, I don't know. 9 o'clock. No, maybe early. Sometime. I came back sometime. I don't know. Sometime yesterday I came back 8. Did some work, some little work on the computer. And then some other things I needed to do. I said no. Oh, get this. Just get this. Sometimes I laugh at myself. So around 11:40 p.m. Eastern time, if you wanted to know what you were doing at that time, maybe we were doing the same thing. I looked at the time, 7:40, actually, maybe it may even be 7:50, what am I talking about? 11:40 p.m., 11:50, around that time, I was so tired. And my body was like, dude, we're going to bed. And I said, hold on. My buddy said, you do whatever you want. I'm done for the day. I'm done for the weekend. So I said, okay, let's compromise. I was setting an alarm for 30 minutes. So my buddy was like, whatever. So I set my alarm for 30 minutes to wake up, 30 minutes, 20 minutes after midnight to do things I want to do and things that I post for folks who are always looking forward to it, to Daily Thoughts. What's even more funny is I kept pressing the snooze button, like, not yet, I'm going to get up. And I did not get my hips up until 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, no. Hurry up and do what you need to do and get your hips back to bed, because I did not want to stay up, because if I did, I'd probably be exhausted by now. So I stayed up, took care of some things, and I just took my hips back to bed. That's right. I got hips. I don't know why I have to share that with you, but just that's what happens when you host the show. You never know what's going to come out your mouth. That's why you want to make sure your thoughts are always pure if you host the show. But, you know, I know that everything I say comes from a place of purity. I don't care what it sounds like. I don't care what your hang-up is about what I'm saying. It's coming from a pure consciousness. How do I know? Because I say so. Oh, he's on crack. It's a good one, too. I got cracked open. How? What was I doing this weekend that made me so tired? Some of you are asking. You can hear what? Oh, you couldn't see it. Oh, I don't feel so bad. Well, I didn't feel bad, so let me stop lying. Electra said she didn't see it either. I understand, Electra. We can console each other later on. I just was too tired. So last week was very busy for me, and it's ongoing. But Hillside International Truth Center, meeting over here for the program. Hillside is honoring the founder, Dr. Barbara King, or Bishop Dr. Barbara Lewis King. And also it was an awards show. So several people were honored who received the award. It was really great. And I was the stage manager. Phew. It was a great experience. When I was first asked if I would be the stage manager, I like to believe that I live in the yes. And when they asked me, I have an idea what it was about. That's why I said idea, because I've never done it professionally. I said yes so fast, I couldn't even say no. I was like, yes, because I like the idea of creating something out of nothing. I love the idea of organizing and making things just be like, mwah. Like, wow, how did we do that? And then I was talking to two other friends who worked in that industry. And one of them said, well, no offense, what did he say? It's not a reflection of you, but stage managing, it's a lot of work, and you got to know what you're doing. And I was like, oh, shifting consciousness, what did I say yes to? I start to think, maybe I should go back and say I don't want to do it. And the other friend said, yeah, that's what I did when I was in school and college, and I worked in theater. I knew she worked in theater anyway. She was telling me about it. Well, we got to find you somebody to shadow, because, oh, you're producing the show. And I'm like, oh, shifting consciousness. I really would start to think maybe I need to go back and tell them I couldn't do it. But then I just said, no, this Aries man loves the challenge. And it turned out all right. Of course, I wasn't going to be working by myself, but I wasn't thinking about when I was hearing that information. I worked with a team of people who are just amazing. I told some of them that I really enjoy working with them. They're Hillsiders. And the great thing about if you're part of a spiritual community, I'll just say this when we talk about let's grow together. Actually, this all ties in. I don't go to Hillside regularly. And when I do go, I just go to the media department because I used to volunteer there. I used to work on a camera. So I don't always interact with the rest of the congregation. And some people I don't know. I may have seen them. I know their faces, but I've never really talked to them. But through this experiment, I got to meet them. I got to know them. We got to work together. And nobody had an attitude. I mean, I often hear that, and I'm thinking, yeah. But for me, I didn't experience any. We worked together. I told them the first day. I said, okay, I got a confession. I've never done this professionally, but I know I can do it. And it was just such a great experience. You see one or two pictures on Facebook, if you have Facebook account. I don't know why I do it, New Jays. I just can't help it. I love you so much, I can't help it. But it was great. It was a great experience. Anthony David was there, sung his heart out. People enjoyed him. Those of you in Georgia would know, Roy Barnes was there, and Dr. Lawrence Carter was there, and on and on and on and on it went. Mo Ivory was there, and Hillsiders were on. But it was great. So rehearsing Friday, even Tuesday, late night, well, not as late as other people. My buddy was like, and then Hillside had another concert yesterday and had to work the camera. So it was a full weekend. So that was my weekend. How was yours? Tell me. Share in the chat room. And share it on the Ask Life Coach Adam Radio Show. We're getting ready to go deep down in consciousness and talking about releasing, talking about growing together, working together. It's important. We are here on this ship called life. We're here to work together. And we are simply created to relate. So you better embrace relationship. Because if you don't, you might drown. Get on that ship. Let's see. Rob, what in? Well, unless you get a Facebook account, then I'll stop saying it. But until you get a... Leave Jason Chapman saying rub it in. I can't help it. It's going to change when you change. When you change, I'll change. Because that's just the way it works. okay, let's see. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. I have daily thoughts from you, which is in alignment with today's show. I've got some stuff I may or may not read. We'll see what happens. I got notes. And we are just simply reminding one another that we're here to cooperate with the spiritual laws. And as we look around, we're reminded that we need each other. You can do that intellectual spirituality. I don't need anybody. I don't want anybody. I am it. I am enough. Yes, yes, yes. But look at it this way. Your legs don't need your arms. Your arms don't need your head. But they work together to move the body, to move you in the direction of where you want to go. We need each other. So get over yourself. We are each other. And there really is no separation. And that's why I believe people who listen to the Pope, didn't matter if they were Christian or Jewish or atheist, when people listen, people are asking things to post on Facebook. Well, I'm not Christian or whatever, and I really like what the Pope was saying. Because when humans meet on a heart-to-heart level, it doesn't matter about religion or spirituality. It doesn't matter if you can hold a pose in yoga, stand on your nose, you know, your nose is balanced and everything. It doesn't matter. And that's all we need. We need to connect on a heart-to-heart level. We need to understand that what we see in the world is a reflection of our consciousness. The violence doesn't just happen because some people are evil. We are all thinking the thought. You may not take the action. On some level, we're all murdering. You murder the flies, the mosquitoes, the roaches. You spray them. So be careful before you start judging somebody. You're only judging yourself. You're not judging yourself? Well, guess what? When you generate the energy of judgment, you activate judgment in you. You send that energy out. Because you sent it out, the energy you send out recognizes the sender. You become a homing device for it. So when the the judgment is to find his way back home. It knows where you live because of an energetic alignment. You sent it out. You only get to keep what you give away. When you give out judgment, forget all that stuff about, oh, karma is a bitch. No, it's not simply cause and effect. So when you send it out, it comes back to you. When you send out compassion, when you send out kindness, it comes back to you. When you send that compassion and kindness and say, I'm going to send it out so I can get something back, you will miss it. But when it becomes a natural expression of who you are, there's a sort of harmony, there's a sort of ease to your life. You have a gift. You're here for a reason. The world is waiting for your gift, and so are you. So go ahead and let it rip. It's time to take a break. It's time for me to drink some water. It's time for me to turn on the fan. New Jays, you keep telling me that 3 from 50 is not a big deal. And I've never heard, maybe men do have hot flashes. I'm kind of hot. I am not even speaking that out. I did. So I'm just going to send another energy out to cancel, to dissolve that energy. So yes, when you send out judgment, you can dissolve it. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. I am getting ready to turn on this fan because it feels like summer in here. No, it's okay. I just get too excited. That's all it is. Whew. Oh, somebody passed the fan. Okay, I'm looking for something that I can't find because there's so much has changed here with Blog Talk Radio, and that made my life a little bit more creative. So I have to slow it down, and we're getting ready to take a break right now.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, which is every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Let me remind you that all the shows are archived, and you can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations to make sure you don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. If you can't call in, you can post on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show like page on Facebook. Let me tell you about other shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. Tune in every Tuesday for Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. She shares spiritual tools you can use to navigate this thing called life. And she helps you to make sense of all that is going on in the world. Living in the Yes, every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Have you played today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you today? Join Ambassador Sofera for playful conversations and tips to passionately love and appreciate yourself every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Every last Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Eastern, we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may be still influencing your life today. As we prepare to get back into today's conversation, I want to tell you about other places where you can find me. You can catch me every Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. The number one, number 2radio.com for soul food for your consciousness. Tune in and be served. You can also find me on 12listen.com. I am a psychic advisor calling for readings and intuitive insights, and let's clear the fog so that you can continue your forward movement with ease and grace. If you want to coach with me, send an email to ask at lifecoachade.com. One last thing, I want to invite you to join my mailing list. The direct link is bit.ly/LCA mailing list. Now, it's time to get back into the conversation. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host. That's right. You know who I am. Life Coach Ade, the metaphysical rebel. I'm all that God is. I am all that the One is, because the One is expressing as me in a way. You know who it is. And even if you're letting your booty do the yoga, Electra, don't be trying to distract me on my show. That's right. Don't be trying to distract me on my show. That is just unacceptable. And then she goes, well, because you said something about yoga. No, you just wanted to post that. You just wanted to distract me. Ah, posting Janelle, talking about, anyway. You're listening. Let's be spiritual here. We can't be doing stuff like that. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. What just happened to this fan? Oh, gosh, hold on one second. This is an interactive radio show. And one day it's going to get even more interactive, maybe. Actually be streaming, video streaming while I'm on the show. It's exciting. I'll do something different, talking about releasing and growing. But until then, you just have to imagine what I'm doing. Right now I'm looking up at the ceiling fan, and it's spinning just at the right pace. I don't want it too cold, because I don't do cold. So anyway, what was I saying? Something. I forgot. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I want to tell you, if you missed last week's show, that's September. If you don't know, if you were listening to him, or maybe you're listening another day, today's September 28th, 2015. Last week's show, September 21st, 2015, I had my brothers in the house, Don Wolf, Joe Kelly, Stanley Bernard, and oh my God, I would say for me, we've done some pretty powerful shows, but that show for me was super, super powerful. Powerful because the show went in a direction that I didn't think it was going to go. But what was downloaded, what was expressed, what was shared was just so uniquely powerful. And this whole thing about age and getting old and feeling like you're invisible when you're old and society, it was just, just go listen to it. But don't do that right now. Listen to me right now. I think it's time for Daily Thoughts, and I want to acknowledge Tanya and Harlow Rain. Thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate you. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, worries, fears, disagreement, whatever it is, you can call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and press one on your keypad. I'm not going to say what I just thought of. Or you can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts, disagreements on the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. All right. Well, somebody was playing games. But I don't understand that I listen, that I go back up in the non-physical realm. So I check them, and they got checked, and they don't know where they are now. They disappeared. They went poof. They don't understand if you're not supposed to be here, you won't be here. This is a sacred ground. Come in here and bring your energy and be in alignment with anything. I digress. Yeah, so we're going to release that. All right, what else do I need to tell you? The Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, like page. There you go, like page posted on there. All right, Daily Thoughts. It's time for Daily Thoughts from the Hill, written by yours truly. So today's Daily Thought, if you haven't read it, is speaking of maturity and full of wisdom and elder wisdom, let me get my glasses. I can see clearly. All right, here we go. Daily Thought for Monday, September 28th, 2015. I release old and embrace new. I release. Oh, actually, I'm going to treat that a bit. I'm sure the editor changed it. I release the old and embrace the new. That's what I want to say. What in your life, I'm not reading Daily Thought yet, what in your life do you need to release right now? Is there a way of being, a point of view? There's something that you say, I know I'm right, I don't care what anybody tells me, I'm right. Because when you're right like that, you'll be right by yourself and everybody else is wrong. So guess what? You will feel disconnected. And then you might even be tempted to think everybody is like you. So if you don't want to be right by yourself, and you want to be righteous about this thing called life, release the old. If you need help, go get a therapist. Go get a counselor. Go get a life coach. Go get a minister. Call a reader. I am most of that. So call me. That's what I'm saying. All right, let's read the daily thoughts. I release old and embrace new. Life never goes back. It is always in a forward movement. Life and all of nature are always renewing and replenishing. There is a natural cleansing process facilitated by other elements like fire and water. We may call it natural disaster, but the truth is Mother Nature knows how to take care of herself, and we cannot be excluded from the renewing process. I step into the awareness that the laws of nature are perfectly replenishing me. I am always ready and available to receive my good. What I no longer need, want, or desire falls away without effort. Even when I do not know what is going to happen next, I trust that God has my back. I open myself up to God's blessing. I am in alignment with the fundamental harmony of the universe. Thank you, order in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. And the scripture is, whoever from now on is a follower of Christ is a new creation. Old things has passed away. Whoever from now on is a follower of Christ and is a new creation. Christ is not a man. Just get that straight. Christ is not a man. It is your divinity. It is the Christ consciousness. It is your pureness. So from now on, when you follow your divinity, your truth, your true essence, you are a new creation. And by following your divinity, the light that you are, the Christ that you are, because we are all Christed, not just anointed, old things can't help but pass away. Isn't that good? It's such, you know, sometimes I read these daily stuff and I'm like, oh my God, who wrote this? And I mean that. Sometimes it touches me. Sometimes I don't read it because I read that over and over when I was writing it and looking for the right word to convey the same message. And there are times, especially when I'm doing shows, when I read it, it's like, wow. And I just feel grateful to be able to share what was downloaded through me. And the beauty of it as well is when people talk about how it touches their lives and how it was so great they had to share it with coworkers or they used it in a class. That's humbling. That is humbling. And that's what we're here to do. You know, the description for today's show is, I'm sharing insights and cooperating with spiritual laws and reminding ourselves that we need each other because we are each other. And so your unique gift, your unique talent, your skills, your skill set, the things that you do that you felt like, that you might be feeling like, it's not a big deal. Somebody else can use it and be very grateful. Very grateful for how you show up, your ability to see detail, the fact that you're very creative. You can just go online and look at something and redesign something, like my dear sister Jackie. New Jace. she's something. Some of you have seen some of the things she designed. You know, some people are good at web development. Some people are good at, you know, they're all kind of doctors nowadays. But there's some doctors who will just touch you on a deep level. And the people that make a difference in our lives, is they really are bringing all of themselves. As a matter of fact, they're allowing themselves to be used. When you allow yourself to be used, you are made new. And the intention, the desire to be used, is you connecting with your Christ consciousness, your divinity. So what must you release today? What wants to be released today? What are you holding on to? What stories are you telling yourself? What excuses are you making? What interpretation are you telling about something that happens that still leaves you in pain, and you keep telling it even though you say you want to let it go? If you want to let it go, you can start with not telling the story anymore. And you might say, well, but it's true. It happened. Okay, great. But stop telling the story. Not because I'm telling you to tell the story, but the more you tell the story, you make it stronger, you activate it with your energy, with your consciousness, with your creative energy, and you continue to experience life through that lens. Nature continues to share with us, to show us that, you know, everything must change. Things change. You've still got green leaves now. Give it what? Few weeks, maybe some places months, but a few weeks. The Western Hemisphere, we're going to see the green, and we're now change to red, to yellow, to all kind of colors, purple. And it's actually the leaves are dying. And even in their death, they are beautiful. And because of the nature is so wise that even in the death, nothing is wasted. Because what the trees releases, the leaves, when they're released, they go back into the earth and they replenish the tree that released the leaves. So it's a constant circle. So when there's something about us that we're struggling with, that we need to let go of, just release it and let it just die away, will come back and resource us. Because the energy that was once keeping it alive can now be added to you. The source is always resourcing. And in your resourcing process, you get to grow. And as you grow, without even trying, you add to the evolutionary process of life. There are times I've seen people in the mall, in the train station, and even on television, people you're never going to see. But there's something about their presence. You might be driving in a car and you look over and there's something about their presence. And it would activate something in you, make you say, wait, I don't want to know what they know. I want to be like that person. There's so many people we see on television that we've never met. How many people want to be like Oprah? Many, because there's something about Oprah that reminds them of themselves. And some people are not going to meet Oprah. They've had it on their vision board for years. But there's nothing wrong with that. That desire, that passion, it keeps moving them forward. So in releasing old way of thinking, old way of believing, we open ourselves up to something else. I want to tell you a story. It just popped in my head. I must need to share it. It's not a personal story, but a story that I heard. Now, for those of you who are into channeling, and if not, you are. You just don't know it. Because even when you talk and you go in the zone, you're channeling. So anyway, there's a channel, Bashar. Bashar is channeled by Daryl Ankar. And those of you who know Bashar, he's pretty to the point. And he shared, well, they, because a group of non-physical beings, it's not really he or she, but just to make it easier for me as I tell you the story. The non-physical being called Bashar said, somebody could sit down and ask a question. They're asking a non-physical being a question about something that's pertaining to their life. So, for example, should I move to Chicago? And I think y'all want to hear this, especially those of us who are dipping to listening to the voice and getting the like guidance and not being wrong and trying to figure out if it's God or if it's the ego. How do I know the difference? You really want to hear this. So Bashar said, the person sitting in the chair would ask, should I move to Chicago? My life is changing and I don't think I want to stay here anymore, wherever here is, and I'm thinking of moving to Chicago. Is it a good idea? And Bashar said, they may tell the person, yes, move to Chicago. Now, it doesn't mean they're supposed to move to Chicago, but the non-physical beings, because they can see the bigger picture, they said yes, and because the questioner, because the questioner is asking the yes, because the questioner got a yes, now, for the most part, when you get a yes to something you're thinking of doing, you're going to move in that direction. So the questioner will now start to do everything they needed to do to move to Chicago because, non-physical being called Bashar said yes. So if it means, you know, handing in their resignation wherever they are, if it means giving stuff away, getting ready to move, research a place in Chicago, apartments, or whatever they need to do, look for another job, they will start doing a fervor and excitement. And they may never move to Chicago. Now, depending on where the questioner is, was, they can say, well, I asked Bashir if I should move to Chicago. Bashir said yes, but I didn't, so Bashir was wrong. Not true. Bashir said the person will get a yes because the things that they were doing in order to move to Chicago is what they needed to do. So because they got the yes, they start doing those things which would change the energy, which would change the vibration, and open them up to so much more. But if the questioner got a no and said, no, you won't be moving to Chicago, chances are they'll be like, okay, well, and they might still keep doing a job they hate, a job they're supposed to leave. Maybe they're supposed to move in an apartment. They're just going, well, I asked Bashar said, if I can get the word out, no. So from a human perspective, we don't always see the picture. And in the spiritual community, we talk about it's not about right or wrong. That conversation is a different level of consciousness because some people might want to argue, what do you mean it's not about right or wrong? Of course it is. In God, there is no right or wrong. It just is. Is it wrong that I didn't get to see the blood moon, the super moon yesterday that I've so been hearing so much about? It's just what it is. The way the way the weather worked out. It so happened that I'm in a place where it rained and it was cloudy. So too often we get so caught up in being right or being wrong, or I was wrong, I shouldn't have done that. Sometimes, if you want to grow, because today's theme, today's topic is release and let's grow. If you want to grow, you got to give yourself some space to get to a stage where you can just say, well, it is what it is. And in that place where we say it is what it is, is where you give yourself the space to expand, to see a different perspective. So what we think the world should be doing, we don't really know. We don't really know, but how are you living your life? Are you the complainer? And, you know, there's a lot to complain about lately. Let me say there has been a lot to complain about. This last few months, for most people, myself included, has been flipping intense. I want to say the other word, but I won't. It's been flipping intense. Sometimes I'm like, what the flip is going on? sometimes I just feel like, okay, just keep walking one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time, because the energy has been intense. But, and we can still cooperate with what is happening. If you can't, don't know what's going to happen in the future, if you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, stay in today. If you can't stay into today, stay into this moment. What am I doing now? What can I do differently? And sometimes it may not even mean you doing something physically. It can just be as simple as you taking a deep breath and just asking God, yep, asking God for help. Say, God, I need help. Because when you're dealing with life where a stage in life where the rubber meets the road, whatever the phrase is, the intellectual spirituality will go out the window. So it really doesn't matter if you say, well, you don't need to ask God because you're an extension of God or you are God. So who you really asking? Who gives a flip about that? In that moment when you're in pain, you just need relief. You just need things to work out. So it's time to start just get too crazy about spirituality. You're already spiritual. You're already one with God. You're already grounded. You're already centered. It's your thought about your thought thinking that you're not is what makes you experience the fact that you're not. It's not even a fact. You experience where? You experience the fact of your thoughts. Because you think you're out of alignment. You think you need to do one or two other things in order to be fully loved and to do different things that you need to do. But just as you are right now, you are enough. You are enough, just as you are. And with all that you're moving through, with all that we're dealing with all the questions that come up sometimes, with all the things. I mean, for those of you who didn't listen last week, one of the things I was dealing with, and I think there's so much power when you share something that you know, that's bugging you. When you get to talk to somebody about it, when you get to share it, you release the tension, you release the pressure, you release the intensity of it. And I was talking about how I was tripping about being 3 away from 50 years old. And it's thoughts that I never thought about before. Start to come out of nowhere. It's like, who's thinking this thought in my head? I'm not thinking this thought. I never thought I'd think this thought. I never worry about my age. I don't even remember my age. I have to think of when I was born. But somehow this thought, it was like, ooh, they have backup. They were on steroids. And I start to think, oh, my God, I'm getting old. Who is this guy inside of me? Get out. But even in that space, I was enough, and I am enough. The truth is, we don't really know what we know. But what we do know, what I know, let me say that, what I know is we are part of this thing called life. God, as life, is living itself through and as you. There is a saying, God can only do for you what God can do through you. God can only do for you what God can do through you. So whatever you're asking for, whatever you're visioning for, whatever, you have to be the place where that is expressed. Sometimes it may mean you have to grow and be the person who can embrace the vision that you're holding. And for the most part, that's what it is. If you want a new reality, you have to become a new reality. You don't have to, but what happens is if you don't become the reality that you're desiring, you won't notice it when it shows up. You won't even know it was you won't think it's yours. It would be like somebody, a UPS man, delivering something to your house, and you look at it and say, I don't know that name. And you go, wait, hello, wait, wrong address. And say, oh, sorry about that. I thought it was Sunday. Okay. And then once the UPS man, a woman, is driving away. You're like, oh, wait a minute, I forgot I changed my name. I changed my name. Oh, I haven't gotten used to my name. Who are you really? When you know your name, when you know your identity, when you know who you are, and you know, you start to walk like that, you get to design your own identity. When we stay with the identity that our parents, our society, our culture, we got to break free of all that crap. We have so much to give. We have so much to offer. I'm going to say this before I take a break. You know, it still plays in my head. This whole thing about Black Lives Matter. I've spoken to this before in the show. People are so quick to say all lives matter. Okay? So if all lives matter, why are you even talking? If all lives matter, black lives is part of the all lives that matter. So what are you talking about? Human nature, we get so intellectual. If you're raising, somebody's raising money for cancer, nobody gets, well, I've never heard it. Wait a minute, what about people who are diabetic? What about people who've got multiple sclerosis? No, we just, you know, people tell their story. Yeah, cancer affected my mother and this and that, so we got to do better, we got to find a cure. So you can tell where you need to grow by how you react to things. If you pay attention, it could be about race, it could be about sexuality, it could be about money, it could be about religion, politics. That's why I chose those topics that are just so easy to trigger people. Here's another one. It could be about a young girl twerking on YouTube. It could be Brian McKnight telling women how to, you know, how to work their body, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to go into details with that one. And, you know, we live in a time where it's like there's a door has been opened for everybody to express their thoughts and what they're feeling. Energetically, we now have permission, if you will. We've given ourselves permission to express and send all the information out there. I mean, 5 years ago, we used to say we live in an information age. I think the information that's coming at us right now is so much more than ever before. Sometimes I have like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tabs open of a video clip of that, something on YouTube, something. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to come back to this. Click X, but they all seem interesting. And everybody has an opinion. You want to talk about somebody's flip phone. Like, it's going to affect your life. Get a life. When you get a life, you don't even know the news was talking about that. You don't even know what's going on Twitter. You don't know what's trending. You just come home tired and pray that you get up on time to do the next thing, because you are here to be used. You are here to surrender all the drama and just make yourself available for transformation. This thing called truth is and it will light you up. And sometimes it's very simple. It's as simple as just walking over to a family member that maybe you haven't hugged them because you lived in the same house. But when you did live in the same house, you still hug them when you see them. But somehow you wake up, good morning. But in the past, when you see them, oh, I miss you. Maybe it's just as simple as walking over and giving them a hug right now. Maybe it's just as simple as you just looking at your life saying, well, I've come a long way. Well, I'm still alive. I've been here 47 years. I've been here 67 years. I've been here 23 years. Whatever it is, wow, I've learned so much. How can I implement everything that I've learned and help other people make a difference in their life? Asking deeper questions. And when we do that, we all become Pope Francis. We all start speaking to the best of humanity. We all start reminding one another and how we need to take care of our own planet. Planet Earth needs your attention. But you know what? You ain't strong enough to mess it up. Be aware. But I do tell you, when I'm driving, well, which has been a while now, But when I'm in a car and I see somebody in front of me throw a bag of McDonald's out on the street, oh my God, all the stuff that I've been talking about, I struggle with using, practicing being compassionate, gentle. I'm like, what an idiot. Really? And then as I get close to the bag, I look at it, time to examine what's in the bag. Then that makes me even more like, I can't believe they had the cop, the straw inside that bag. And then I bring myself back, or I receive a thought like, dude, calm down. Calm down. It's not that deep. It's not. What is deep is the truth about you. And are you spending time to connect to that deepness within you? No matter what is going on in your life. And these laws, these principles, you can demonstrate it, you can prove it. And if it's not working for you, try something else. Nobody's going to hold you hostage. If something that you've heard that you've always, you know, you just regurgitate it because it sounds good, and you try and do it in your life and it doesn't work, try something else. God don't care. That's right. God doesn't care. God loves. God loves because that's what love does. God loves. That's it. So whatever you do, you're loved. And because you're an extension of God, of love, you are the wave that's connected to the ocean. You're part of it. So stop being hard on yourself. And stop telling the stories that you're not ready, you don't have the money, you don't know anybody. Let it rip. Just let it go. We need you, and you need us. So what are your gifts, your talents? What is something you've been afraid to share with us? The world needs it. If you want to make a world a better place, I'm not going to sing that song. It's not just dependent on the politicians or the Pope or the ministers. We are all here to make the world a better place.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. Whoa. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Okay, that's one way of doing it. But Mr. P, you got to, you know, ladies first, okay? This is how we make the world a better place. And it helps when the radio host is focused. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
It feels so good when I push a button and they do what they need to do. But it feels a little something when it doesn't do what I want to do. Okay, so we're going to go for something else and come back to that. But, and here we go.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sofira, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
SeekerFest, a music-filled celebration of spirituality, philosophy, science, and religion. Here is Christine Joel to tell us about SeekerFest.
SeekerFest is a festival that celebrates the convergence of spirituality, science, philosophy, and religion. It's all about celebrating the many past universal truths through art, music, spoken word, and TED Talk-like presentations.
What inspired you to create SeekerFest?
What inspired me to create SeekerFest was really a recognition of a lack of a space for people who had an obscure faith or a different spiritual path or didn't realize they were on a spiritual path, people who were seekers. They didn't have a really place to find fellowship and to seek fellowship.
SeekerFest sounds like a great place for people with different belief systems to celebrate their differences and what they have in common. Well, for more information, go to theseekerfest.com. That's theseekerfest.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right, be the change you want to see. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Today's theme, today's topic is, what is it? Release and let's grow. Let us grow together. I need you. You need me. We all a part of God's body. I need you to survive. Do you know that? I need you to survive. Because when you're having some issues going on in your life, especially if I know you, then I got issues going on in my life. Because you got issues. Now I got issues. So get over yourself. Take care of your issues so I can feel better. It's almost time to release the show, as I said at the beginning. Today's show finishes at 1:30, so it's about in about 12 minutes. We'll be wrapping this up. And, yeah, something I want to share with you here. I have so many things I want to share, but anyway, I think I've done most of it. I want you to know that I'll be at 1-2 Radio tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern. 1-2 Radio, the number one, number2radio.com. For Soul Food for Your Consciousness, join me if you're available. The shows are archived, so if you miss it, you can go to the archive link. And the shows we're doing on Life Conversations Radio as well are archived. So lifeconversationsradio.com, we take you to the page, and you can go as far back as 2008. So just keep listening. You might even hear the growth. You might say, wow, this brother's grown. Or you might just say, psh, he sounds the same. He's still saying the same thing he was saying in 2008. I'm not going to take it personal, because whatever you say about me will be a reflection of your consciousness. The only time I'm going to take it personal is if you say something nice about me. When you say something nice about me, oh, yeah, I'll listen to you. But when you say something that's not nice, it's a reflection of your consciousness. That's why I'm going to pick and choose. The Lord said, don't take negativity. The Lord said, only accept positivity. That's right. I want to read this to you before we go. I think it's important. But I want to say this. Remember that you have a choice. You have free will. And you have the power to write your own story, your interpretation of what happened. Most of the pain and the confusion that we feel is our interpretation of what happened. Usually, all the time, what happened is neutral. The pain, the struggle, the challenges that we experience are interpretation of what happened. So be aware. And if you want to change your life, if you want to change your experience, it's really about changing your interpretation. And that's what is meant when they say you create your reality. There's some things you have no control over. Some things you will never know. Some things you will understand later on. But you know, if you can just change your interpretation of what is happening in your life that you don't like, that you don't enjoy, that you wish would stop, just change how you're seeing it. You get to create a different experience. You get to feel different about it. Is it all about feeling good? Heck yes, it is. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I want to experience that goodness. Yeah, sometimes things are going to be painful. And that's why we need to have people who can hold us accountable, to hold our hands and say, you can do it. You're going to make it. I'm praying for you. I'm sending you Reiki energy. You know, whatever. How can I be of service? We need each other. So I want to read this 23rd verse. Ah, you thought I was going to say something else. The 23rd verse. You still think I'm going to read something else. This is from... I almost said Dwayne Wire. Dwayne Wire. That's an interesting name. Dr. Wayne Dyer. Change your thoughts, change your life. Living the wisdom of the Tao. The 23rd verse. And this chapter is living naturally. To talk little is natural. Fierce winds do not blow all morning. A downpour of rain does not last the day. Who does this? Heaven and earth? Both these are exaggerated, forced effects, and that is why they cannot be sustained. If heaven and earth cannot sustain a forced action, how much less is man able to do? Those who follow the way become one with the way, capital W way. Those who follow goodness become one with goodness. Those who stray from the way and goodness become one with failure. If you conform to the way, its power flows through you. Your actions become those of nature. Your ways, those of heaven. Open yourself to the Tao and trust your natural responses. Then everything will fall into place. Open yourself to the Tao and trust your natural responses. Then everything will fall into place. The ego mind will take that and say, what do you mean everything will fall into place? I did that. I was in alignment with spirit. I did my meditation. Big thing fall into place. No. You got to go beyond time and space. And remember that from a human perspective, things could fall in place immediately or eventually. But if you release your attachment to when it happens and keep doing what you know to do and know that you are one with the way, you are one with goodness, the things are going to work out because there is a divine order that is orchestrating all of life. This divine order governs everything, even your thoughts. So all your mistakes have been corrected. But if you're too busy focusing on the mistakes, you don't even recognize it's been corrected. You start thinking about whatever person you are. It's a playground. We are the director. We are the actors. We are the script writers. We are the main star. And sometimes we write ourselves off the script and we can write ourselves back into the script. We are the spotlight. the props and everybody else, we get to invite them because we become the casting directors to say, come play in my play. Come be on my stage. We need each other. We need each other because we are each other. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'm about to release the show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time to listen to the archive. If you listen to the archive, thank you for re-listening. Thank you for saying yes to life. We really do need each other. And the only way we're going to see more good in life is when you become the good. Because when you become the good, you can't help but see the good. When you become kind, you see more kindness. When you become more compassionate with yourself, you see more compassion in the world. But you can start with others. But just don't forget yourself. Oh, one more thing. Some of you probably got the email. I'm doing a survey. I'm actually going to post it on Facebook. There's a word they say don't use on radio. Don't beg. But flip that. Please help a brother out. If you feel inspired, I'm doing a survey. My business is growing. I'm doing things differently. And I want to hear what's on people's mind, what people want. So if you've got the email already, please fill it in. If you haven't and you're listening, go to my Facebook page. I'll retweet it. I have to say that real slow. And I'll put it in my Facebook page and the like pages. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, the Life Conversations, and Life Coach at a Day, and Sound of Soul. Is this playing? Sound of Soul with Ade. Just spend the day with Ade, and your day will never be the same again. You will be inspired. This is Carly Jackson reminding us that we are one. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Carly Jackson, find her on Facebook. Thank you, family. I love you.
I know now that we are one. We are.
We are one. We are.
Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. There is no separation. We are one.
Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.